Time now for sports. Hearts jammed in throats, sneakers squeaking on floorboards. It's March Madness all over again. Round one wrapped up last night with two Cinderellas at the dance. Number 14, Bucknell, upset. I'll say they upset third-seeded Kansas and 13th-seeded Vermont, sent Syracuse back home. Field is narrowed from 65 teams to 32. The remaining teams compete today and tomorrow to move on to what's called the Sweet 16. Speaking of sweetness and Cinderellas, Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator, joins us. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. I love it when you get all excited about hoops.
Yeah, well, you know, it's certainly that time of year. Bucknell over Kansas? I know they've been improving at Bucknell, but my gosh, what happened?
I don't know. Maybe it turned into a ski meet.
By the way, do you know they're called the Catamounts?
Yeah, you know what a catamount is?
I looked it up. It's a mountain lion. I knew you'd try and trip me up.
I looked it up, too. I got to tell you, Scott, even as those games were going down to the wire, you know, when Vermont and Bucknell were hanging in there, I don't think anybody thought they were going to win. Yeah. But they, you know, both these big underdogs won on last-second heroics, and God bless them. You know, maybe we should have known something was up, Scott, when Vermont had more teams in the tournament than the whole state of Indiana.
My gosh.
Shut out for the first time in three decades. You know, it's going to end for these teams pretty soon. Maybe Sunday when Vermont plays Michigan State, Bucknell plays Wisconsin. But this is fun. Can I just say one word?
Yes.
That I'm brokenhearted over those Golden Grizzlies from Oakland, Michigan, getting hammered by North Carolina last night.
North Carolina got a little revenge.
Well, they were my favorite team in the tournament a long time. They came in with a 12-18 record, I think. Mm-hmm. Got there because they won their conference championship. Somebody asked their coach, Greg Camp, about being this year's Cinderella. Mm-hmm. He said, hey, at least Cinderella had her looks. We're the ugly stepsister.
Well, I have written down, and I will share them with you, four teams. Now, I have an imperfect understanding of how the system feeds but the regional titles and all that stuff. So here are the four teams I've written down, okay? Mm-hmm. North Carolina, mm-hmm. Illinois, mm-hmm. Gonzaga, mm-hmm. Utah State.
Funny, I only agree with you on North Carolina. Mm-hmm. You had some other upsets in the first round, but what really, you know, Alabama, Birmingham, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. Milwaukee, they weren't expected to get this far. But what struck me was how some of the top teams really struggled, like Duke struggled against Delaware State. Illinois had trouble with Farley Dickinson.
They did.
If Illinois is the best team in the tournament, then I guess Farley Dickinson had to be the worst, and they stayed there with him. Mm-hmm. Connecticut struggled against Central Florida. Florida blew a 20-point lead against Ohio. Villanova had to battle New Mexico. What I think this means is we're going to see some more upsets, maybe this weekend. No really low seed is going to win the tournament in this day and age. Some of the big boys are going down. So I like North Carolina. I think Illinois is cruising for a bruise, and I've been watching them too much. Mm. They're not playing that well. The teams I like, the one I really like so far playing late this season, has been Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State, really?
Yeah. I like Wake Forest, and I like Oklahoma. I guess the whole state of Oklahoma has to go in mourning now, right? Along with North Carolina.
All right. And, I was hoping we'd run out of time, but alas, we haven't. So I have to ask about your impressions by the appearance of a murderer's row of Major League Baseball players before Congress.
You know, Scott, any congressional hearing that begins with a recitation of Casey at the bat is all right with me. I mean, did you hear Tom Davis? He literally did that.
I did, as a matter of fact. I've heard better renditions, but I talk about no joy in Mudville. It was just
sad. Well, and here's
sad.
The other thing that struck me. Yeah. Did you hear how many times Jose Canseco plugged his book?
Yes.
Was he addressing Congress or the board of Amazon.com?
Well, he has a typical sense of dignity and proportion, doesn't he?
I'll say one more thing, and then I'll try to be serious for a second. Mark McGuire didn't do himself any favors, did he?
No, he didn't.
I had to laugh. He was treating all those congressmen like they were a bunch of pesky reporters. He all but referred to them as you guys as he stopped talking. Mm-hmm. I will say that I was turned around a little bit as they wore on because baseball and the union, now they know they're under some real scrutiny here. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to deliver, or the pressure is only going to get worse. So maybe something did come out of this, but I thought it was awfully much a dog and pony show.
There's been so much attention on Mr. McGuire. I have to ask. Look, Our little girl, as you know, still wears a Sammy Sosa jersey, all right? I don't care what team he winds up on. We love him in our household. But was his carefully phrased denial any more impressive in the end than Mark McGwire's evasiveness?
I don't think he came out of it as badly as Mark did. I think just by staying quiet was the smart thing to do.
Yeah. All right, Ron, I'm sure we'll be talking about this more. Ron Rappaport, columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times and our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition.